I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number two, Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm telling you right now, I'm turning this Friday, this portion of the show on Fridays, into that kind of a segment where we know we bring in somebody that we know is always going to bring it, always going to be ready, always going to have energy, and make this a really entertaining conversation. And what I need you to do now as we go to the Goodyear Hotline and bring in Harry Douglas is, Harry, I need you right out of the gate to decide who is right and who is wrong in an argument that Bart and I had at the beginning of the show. So are you ready to do that? I'm going to give you both sides.
Talk to me, baby.
All right. I'm going to give you both sides. And then you tell me, you as a guy, you are a wide receiver in the NFL. You understand that position and the importance of who's throwing to you and situation and all that stuff. No one knows it better than you. So with that in mind, I say this. I believe Aaron Rodgers has everything he wants in Green Bay. You could hear it last night after he talked. I mean, he's got the control of, I want Randall Cobb. Okay, you gave me Randall Cobb. And now with all my receivers out, I made Randall Cobb a target, and I showed you why I wanted Randall Cobb, right? He's happy with the play calling. He likes his coach. They are on the same page. They went for on fourth down. He's okay with the play call, all that stuff. So with that in mind, I'm thinking, he's not going anywhere. And Bart says, well, you know, if Davante Adams leaves, and I said, hold up. Davante Adams is going nowhere. No way do you walk away from Aaron Rodgers. And he said, well, he wants to play with Derek Carr. That's his college teammate. And I said, that's 8 years ago. That's in the past. I know he might have said it this offseason, but you got Aaron Rodgers, man.
It's getting juicy.
So, Harry, tell me, you as a wide receiver, would you really walk away from Aaron Rodgers?
Hold on. Before you even answer, just so I can let Alan know, he walked away from Matty Ice and went to Tannehill.
Bart, stop. Don't do that. No, I didn't. I got released.
See?
And I went to where I thought was going to be better. You know, no state tax in Tennessee, baby. I had to stack my coins.
Hey, I love it. Harry, what we do on this show, we never let facts get in the way of good arguments. Don't you ever use facts again on it.
All right, so go ahead. So, Harry, explain that.
All right, so.
What you see.
All right, so Hahn, I got to say this to you. I understand both sides of the argument. Would I walk away from Aaron Rodgers? Hell to the no. Mm. And you can put all kind of double hockey sticks in there. But we have to understand, and I know this personally because the 2018, I went out to California. I had a chance to work out with Derek Carr. You want to know who was there throwing in every one of those sessions? Mm. Davante Adams.
Uh-oh.
He was there every last one of them. So they had a close-knit relationship. Those guys hang out in the offseason. They're around each other a lot. If Derek Carr wants to throw, the first person he's hitting up is Davante Adams. So to Bart's case, it's a possibility. It's a possibility. So I wouldn't say it's like it's a 50% chance, but I would put it at 20-25% because those guys once had that connection in college. They still talk to one another. They still hang out with one another. They work out with each other. So it's nothing is ever off the table. So would it surprise me if Davante Adams decided, okay, I want to leave Green Bay and go play with Derek Carr? No, it wouldn't surprise me. But the flip side of it, why would you leave Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is the one guy that I wish I had an opportunity to play with as a receiver. Out of any quarterback in the National Football League right now, out of any quarterback, Aaron Rodgers is the one guy that I wish I could have played with, at least for one game. And that's nothing against Matt Ryan. That's nothing against Marcus Mariota or the other quarterbacks that I had. I just wish I could play with Aaron Rodgers for one game. Mm. One game.
Now, can I juice it up? Now, we know that right now that the Raiders are looking for a PR type of good, positive vibes, right? You know, everything's going on. So we know that the Raiders probably will give – Davante Adams, $20 million a year. We know that Green Bay ain't giving him $20 million a year. So now with that,
they're gonna give him whatever he wants. Vegas would give him
exactly. They'll give him a residency at the Pink Elephant if he want to. You know what I'm saying? So speaking of that, I think really what we really don't talk about is just how good this Raiders team is as well. Right, I think we don't really mention that. And you think about with Ruggs, they got young, controllable talent. But I don't want to go underneath a rabbit hole with this. I just wanted
to get Harry's take on it. And I guess what he's saying is we're both sort of right.
No, he's saying I'm more right.
No, he's saying I'm more right. He said you're 25% chance. 25%. The good news is that Devontae can have Derek throw to him all offseason. They'll always have that.
Tell me this.
But if you're leaving Aaron Rodgers, I gotta check your head. It might have had too many concussions.
What has he done with Aaron Rodgers? Has he won a championship? No. Okay.
Hey,
so
Bart,
so
can
Bart,
he?
Bart, yes. Bart. Uh-huh. Don't do that. Don't you say that's, what has he done?
Exactly.
Well, listen, he's because
NFC Championship, NFC Championship, 7-1.
But what I'm saying is, when you look at Carr, he's the younger player, so you can be with him during your prime for a much longer time when Aaron Rodgers might go for 3 more years and decide he want to go do Jeopardy and go play his ukulele on Fiji Islands with his girlfriend.
Harry, this is why you're here, man. You got to break this tie. We're going round and round.
So I'm going to go ahead and say this. If Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, Devontae Adams is going to be in Green Bay.
So happy right now. I meant to hit this one.
and I'm looking at that from a receiver standpoint. It's no way in the hell. My best, I don't care, best friend. That's my best friend. Go.
He know where you like the ball. He know where you like the ball when you were dating Sheila and you were skipping class and not going to class, man. He know exactly where you like it at.
You want to know who else? You want to know who else knows what Devontae Adams likes the football?
Yes.
That bad man, Aaron Rodgers. Year in and year out, he never disappoints. You have a chance every single game when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. Man, that's a hell of a pill to swallow to know that you're leaving that.
Listen,
I couldn't do it if it was me personally.
If you could have both and you had to pick between living in Green Bay where they got one Applebee's.
Oh, now you're going
to
do that.
And ugly women.
How dare you?
And you can go to Vegas where everybody's visiting town. They all about that action. You know what?
I don't know.
Quit playing.
Every week,
like everybody on a vacation. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I live in Vegas, so I got all these whatever happens.
Let's move on.
Hey, Devontae is a married man, and he has a nice family, so he's not looking for that, Bart.
I'm sure his
right
wife want to go see Usher in his residency and do it my way.
All right,
we got
Harry Douglas on with us right now. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, and they did actually pull off a win last night, which is a really impressive one, but there was that play at the very end. Again, I'm going to go to your wide receiver expertise, Harry. Yep. On that final play, it's just simple miscommunication. I don't want to take credit away, of course, from the great defensive play. That was a very difficult catch to make.
We don't even know that dude's name.
No. You can take credit from the defense because you can take credit from the defense.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish, though.
No, I'm saying, so was that as simple as that? Because as the ball was snapped, I'm like, here's where they're going to win. The game's over. They're going to win.
And from my standpoint, watching it, I'm literally in here. I'm in the car right now, guys. I'm in Detroit driving down to Lansing. I stopped to the side of the road. And I'm actually watching it on my iPad. And literally, you know it wasn't going to be a run play because the running back understood that it was cover zero. Bart, you're familiar with cover zero. What's cover zero? That means they're sending everybody
can't
on defense.
Every
cornerback is on an island with themselves. There's no safety help. So they sent everybody. They rolled the dice. They sent everybody, and the running back actually went to go block.
He
never made a motion that he was about to get a handoff. So either A.J. Green didn't get the right call or Kyler Murray didn't deliver the call out to him because you look to the left side of the formation, every single receiver on that side is running a route. The only person that didn't understand what the play probably was A.J. Green. Mm. And I hate to do this, and I hate to say this, y'all, because I have so much respect for A.J. Green, and he's done tremendous things in this league. But that's where a DeAndre Hopkins not being in the ball game come to play a factor. Because if D-Hop is in that game, if it was a run play, D-Hop probably going to be looking for him to throw the football anyway because he's caught so many fades down there by the end zone. So I think it was either a miscommunication on Kyler's part or A.J. Green didn't understand the play call. because everything that everyone did in that offense, 10 guys, it said pass play. It was one guy, and that's the difference between offense and defense. You can have one guy on defense mess up, and the play still get made. On offense, it takes all 11 guys because one guy can derail an entire play, and we've seen that last night. And I don't want to say it like A.J. Green, they lost the game because of that, because there was plenty of other plays in that game that caused Arizona to lose it. But when you're in that situation, you're thinking the worst thing that can happen is that we're going to get 3 points and go in overtime, not an interception for the Packers to win the ball game. So that's why communication is key in all sorts and ways and fashions of life and football. Communication is key.
So this is how I read it, Harry. Understanding it's cover zero, right? I think Kyler Murray pre-snap read was that he saw inside leverage, so he thought, okay, that the slant is taken away by body presence, right? Because that's what we're taught to take away when we're in cover zero, because we're saying, hey, the ball has come out. Take away the easiest throw, which is the quick slant. Right. So what he did is post-snap, if you look at the defender, he didn't undercut anything. He stayed on top, right? But he changed his leverage. He sliced from inside to outside leverage, and what happened is I think, you know, Kyler Murray thought, okay, well, now I got to throw it. And A.J. Green was like, okay, outside leverage, I'm about to sit it down and curl inside and uncover. So before uncovering, the ball came out too fast. A.J. Green was about to uncover and pivot back inside so that he can have an easy touchdown. What happened is when we talk about these bang-bang plays, leverage, and that's where defenders have to understand, and that's what the kid did a great job in, is changing his coverage post-snap opposed to pre-snap.
But, Bart, when you look at A.J. Green, his route, his body language never even told you that he was going to curl. You see what I'm saying? If you're going to do it and you know it's zero coverage as a receiver, as an offensive player, you know everything has to move fast. Everything has to be quick because that pressure is coming. He was too casual coming off the football to even be thinking that he was going to be running a route. I didn't even think he knew he was running a route because he literally came off the ball so slow and so casual to the point to where it's no way he knew he was running a route. It's humanly impossible after watching that play.
Barton Hahn, we're coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. We're talking with Harry Douglas, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, and apparently from Detroit.
Should have got some chili cheese fries from Coney Island, man. There's nothing like it. I don't know what kind of meat that is. I don't know if it's real beef or nothing. Get some chili cheese fries and get some corned beef from Lou's.
This guy had Krispy Kremes. Like, he was putting it in front of me yesterday like I was really going to take one. I felt like Pookie. You're be calling me.
You're on a Peloton every day.
Every
man.
Day. I need one. To because of the food you bring into the studio. Hey, Harry, we were just discussing this earlier, and this has been a conversation all week about the Sunday night game, Cowboys at Minnesota, and the idea of should Dak Prescott play? Even if he feels up to it, should he play? If you're on that team and you know that division's locked up, in my opinion, if he's not quite yet 100%, and he already told us that, you know, the issue has some residual effect to his original injury from last year, the gruesome one, shouldn't you just say, let's take a week? Let's take one more week and make sure. How do you feel about it?
Well, I don't even know what the discussion should be about, period. I'm not playing him. Because you've seen what happened last year when Dak Prescott was not in the ballgame for the Dallas Cowboys to finish out a season. The entire team completely derailed. He is too valuable to the team, too valuable to that organization. For them to be having him going out there and playing one game on a Sunday night, and now he re-hurts everything, and now they're done when it comes to the season. If we didn't learn anything, I know one thing we did learn from the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant. When they have these lower extremity injuries, when it's soft tissue and all that kind of stuff going on, let it rest, man. Yeah. Let it rest. Do not rush these guys back. If we didn't learn anything from Golden State and Kevin Durant that year, we should have learned that. And now I think you do see a lot of more sports teams taking those precautions when it comes to calf injuries, Achilles being sore, hamstrings. But you have to. I would not play Dak in this game because one game is not worth my entire season. I give him more time to rest. It's a no-brainer for me.
These dudes so soft, man. Phillip Rivers once played with no ACL. I tell you what, man, they don't make them like they used to.
But Harry,
I want to ask you this, Harry.
We played in a different era, though, bro. You know that.
Yeah, that's true.
I damn near broke my finger the first week in training camp. I had to wear a thumb cast my last year. I ain't sit out. I just played with a thumb cast and was catching with nine fingers.
Yeah, see?
Nowadays, cats will sit out. Oh, I can't play. I can't do this. But they different, man.
Soft as Charmin's. But I want to ask you this, right? Because you were right on target, right, when you talked about the dominance of Tennessee over Kansas City. But if I can recall, I don't know if I have this right, Indianapolis usually traditionally beats the brakes off Tennessee. I know that changed in the last year or so. But when you were there, they used to beat the brakes off y'all all the time, right?
Bart, listen, you're not gonna amp me up today. Bart, if I was in front of you right now, we'd be fighting. You're talking crazy. You're talking crazy. No, but listen, I'm interested in this game because you do have two physical teams, and you look at defensive line play and offensive line play. I know early on Tennessee struggled with their offensive line and getting things in unison, but now I think they found that. And you look at the defensive line of Indy and how those guys bring in. Then you look at the offensive line. Now, the matchup I'm looking forward to, I want to know what Indy's going to do against Harold Landry, because he's just playing with his hair on fire and being that physical presence that was missing last year in Tennessee when it came to creating pressure on the quarterback, getting sacks. But right now, he is that dude. And this game features the number one and number two rushing running backs in the league, Jonathan Taylor and Derrick Henry. So this is going to be one of those bloodbaths, man, where guys going to have to come strap it up from both teams.
If I'm Darius Leonard.
Honestly, right now, I don't know who's going to win it.
If I'm Darius Leonard, man, I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew, man. Like, because last time saw Derrick Henry, he threw me out. He threw me out the club like I was a Pez, like I was a piece of candy in a Pez dispenser when he put his head out there, man. And he ran through him, man. I'm like, yo, no, man, they ain't gonna stay on tape with me. Like, somebody gotta die today.
Listen, if I'm Darius Leonard, he better have a chip on his shoulder, because you know that's gonna be on Derrick Henry's highlight film.
Yeah.
He better be trying to get some get back.
Exactly. I'm on yours, you on mine. Same time,
that's
player.
Right. Harry, the Chiefs have been in this weird struggle for most of this season, and Patrick Mahomes even talking about how things that usually go our way are just not going our way, and you could just tell, you know, that they are a team now in desperation mode. They play the Giants on Monday night, so we won't talk to you until Friday. So because of that, let's just ask you about this game. If the Chiefs lose to the Giants, is it a wrap for them this season?
I think so, because guess who they have next week, fellas? They have the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they have the Packers, right?
So you gotta look at it. If they lose, this is a must-win for the Chiefs and that organization, for Andy Reid, for Patrick Mahomes. If they don't beat the Giants, which is not going to be a pushover, because I said before the season, if the Giants' offensive line can get things together and protect Daniel Jones, they can make some noise, because they have the skill people around them. They have the guys to make the plays. We've seen them go down in New Orleans and actually beat New Orleans at New Orleans. Not many people can go in New Orleans and beat New Orleans. And people said New Orleans is right now they're a top three defense in the league, if I'm not mistaken, top three, top four. And they went in and made that defense look silly, basically, with all their skilled players that they was getting the football to. So if the Giants come out with this victory, the Chiefs better, hey, they can pretty much hang it up. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Imagine that. So we'll see, because, again, the Giants still kind of hanging on by a thread, although – you know, it's going to take a lot for them to get into the playoff picture, but a win like this for the Giants' perspective on Monday, especially on the road, would certainly send a message. But for the Chiefs, man, that's a game, obviously, like you just said, I think that's the best way to put it. It is a must-win situation for them at this point in the season. Harry, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Good to talk to you. Safe travels.
Do yourself a favor.
No problem.
Go to 007 on the way back to the airport.
All right, I got y'all.
Tell them Bart sent you. All right. Harry Douglas. He's great. I love talking to him.
Give him the special.
Yeah. Do they have the Bart Scott? Is that what we call it? Give him the Bart Scott?
I told you I paid,
or is it the can't wait?
I paid more book scholarships than Fannie Mae.
I bet you did. College football is heating up. Tune in tomorrow. Wisconsin hosts Iowa, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So, we haven't discussed this much, but the World Series is going on, as you know.
Oh, it is?
And one former World Series champ says we need to look at the Astros differently if they win. Do we agree with this person? Wait to hear what is said. But first, speaking of the baseball championship, I want to tell you that we are hooking up one lucky listener. This time, it's $3,000 during tonight's baseball championship game. We got a game three tonight. Enter to win. Here's all you need to do. You listen to tonight's game on ESPN Radio. At the top of the seventh inning, you have Dan, Eduardo, and Jessica. They will announce a winning word. You text that word to 777-000 to enter for the chance to win. That's all you got to do. You're texting all day, and you get $3,000. Just keep listening to all our ESPN Radio broadcasts of the baseball championship, because the prizes get bigger. In fact, Each game goes by, we go up $1,000. So if the series goes seven, guess what? Bart, do the math. How much will you win in game seven?
$21,000?
No. You get $7,000, so there's no purchase necessary.
Time three, you get 20. That's 21,000.
Oh, I didn't know you were kicking into this. You can go to ESPNRadio.com for complete sweepstakes rules. One more time, you listen to Game 3 tonight on ESPN Radio. You hear the winning word in the seventh inning. You text it to 777-000 for a chance to win $3,000, $3,000. Message and data rates may apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
Wouldn't you know, this song just randomly came up on the mix.
Bro, so disappointing.
No, I just had it on random.
Just disappointing, though. You want to know why? You had a DJ cut it, edit it.
Really. I had nothing to do with this. It's just random. I hit random, and this song just happened to come up.
See, but this is the thing, man. You got Jada here, Fat Joe. He's not a great lyricist, but you got Fat Joe. You got Bussa.
Yeah.
You got everybody here, man.
And?
This is the song that y'all rock with?
Well, this was an iconic song made in the 90s for the team.
But wasn't Wu-Tang available in the 90s?
They didn't want to make a song.
Jeez, can we get a better version of the, you know what I mean? Can we get some spit, real, some hot fire? Can we get Dylon on it?
You want to get Dylon on it?
Dylon, hot fire. I spit and I rap and I rip and I rip and I rhyme.
I was quite happy with it. I think a lot of people
are. It's like popcorny. You know what I mean?
It's all right.
Like New York is more gangster and thugged out than this, man.
All right.
So I can imagine like the mayor going, good, and the video. Good, yeah, good.
The video was great. Actually, the late, great Anthony Mason was in this video singing along to it. The players liked it. They sang along to it. It's 90s, true. Man. Doc Rivers said that his kids, who are one of them, Austin still plays in the league, but his kids, because a lot of them, when he played for the Knicks, they were little kids. They still sing the song when they land in New York.
Bro, can we get...
That's how good the song is. It's catchy.
Can we get Puff and Diddy to Stanza. Remix it? Can we get like 50 or somebody to remix it, man, do an updated version?
I thought Q-Tip did a while back. He might have.
He kind of popcorny too. I need more.
Q-Tip's popcorny now?
Yeah, come on.
How dare you? Come ESPN on. Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Such a vibrant
Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with the annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program. Now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Bart Scott, it's 1:30. We do a lot of talking. We have to get to our callers. We have guests who do a lot of talking. But right now, we go to where the headliners do the talking in a segment we like to call...
Audio Files. The Audio File.
The World Series continues tonight, Game 3. The series is tied at 2. You know you'll be watching. Both games sort of blowouts. The Astros win Game 2, 7-2, and the offense certainly got going. Ryan Howard, of course, won a World Series with the Phillies, a terrific first baseman. He's here to tell us that if the Astros go on to win this World Series, that we should look at them differently.
I think you have to kind of look to try to close that chapter. Yeah, I mean, they did what they did. And, you know, they've shown that they're a talented team with or without, you know, that whole scandal and scheme they had working. But, you know, I think for them, it's kind of one of those things to where they can kind of get the monkey off the back. And if they do go out and win, by being able to say, hey, look, you know, we did it. We did it the right way this time and, you know, try to quiet all the naysayers.
So if I can quote Tracy Morgan, no, 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 no.
Right. Hey, what's wrong with him, man? He done bumped his head. Get him some milk. Like, listen. Like, you think Yu Darvish care about that? Yu Darvish got shipped off from sunny California to Chicago, the windy city, cold as hell, frostbite, windy, cold, wet, sunshine, beach. He had to leave all that because he got toasted because he was tipping his pitches or they had some type of radar system or something to figure out what the hell he was throwing. What about those players?
Yeah.
You know, that never goes away. Once you're a cheater, that is a stain, a scarlet letter that you got to wear forever. Yeah, we'll congratulate you on the one that you won. But the one that you didn't deserve, you should always be reminded that they're a bunch of cheaters.
And that is your Progressive MLB Snapshot, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. So Baker Mayfield, as you might have heard in the SportsCenter, he will start on Sunday against the Steelers for the Browns. Dak Prescott, Sunday night against the Minnesota Vikings, has not been determined yet if he will play. And Dak talked about his availability and the injury.
I don't know if it's just my decision. Obviously, you guys know me, been around and watched me go. I tell you right now, I'd go play today if I could. So knowing that this is a long journey and a long season, I don't necessarily know if this is fully my decision. But I'm going to just keep controlling the things I can, get better. I've gotten better each and every day. What I went through was last year, a pretty traumatic injury to the leg. And so, I mean, I honestly think this calf had something to do with that. So as much as I'm bearing it mentally and the way that I come back and the way that I play the game, I think I still have to be very cautious and conscious of working on it and keeping it right in the right position, strengthening it, staying focused, making sure the mobility is there on it. And that's something that I'm sure I have to do for the rest of my career. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but it's just, I think, just another wake up is, hey, that was pretty bad last year, and you've got to be buttoned up every game and every day pretty much that I come out here and play such a physical game.
Does that last part suggest to you that maybe he's thinking the reality is I probably should give it another week?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean, you talk about compensation, man. We've all been there. And like I said before, I had reconstructive surgery on my big toe. And now I get left knee tendonitis. I think I'm running the same, but clearly my body doesn't because it wouldn't be compensated, right? We all have our natural gait, our natural way in which our body operates and is meant to operate. And when we knock that off, we have to deal with it.
Right. And so we'll see where this goes, but no decision made yet. But he did explain how it all is kind of connected. And so he realizes that maybe you got to manage this thing.
Knee
so we'll see.
Connected to my ankle bone, ankle bone.
To college football we go, and we got a really big game on Saturday. Michigan State in East Lansing. Both teams 7-0. Michigan is 6. Michigan State 8. So you got two top 10s in the Big Ten going head-to-head. Believe it or not, and we'll talk to Doug Kazarian about this coming up a little bit later on, the Wolverines on the road are the favorites, laying 4 on the road. Really interesting line there that we'll get more insight on that later on in the show. But first, Paul Feinbaum, who has been heavily critical of Jim Harbaugh and what he
heavily?
Has. I would say. Would you say he's lukewarm about Jim Harbaugh?
He hates. Yeah. I hate you.
I hate you. Well, Paul Feinbaum has to admit that maybe, just maybe, Jim Harbaugh is living up to expectations.
He is now showing us the Jim Harbaugh that we thought he would be coming from the NFL. And I think now the season begins, though. He plays Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State. And how he navigates that trio is going to determine really what we end up thinking about Jim Harbaugh. You know, Saturday is the beginning of it. It's not the end. The end is Ohio State. That's how Jim Harbaugh, ultimately, we will decide on whether we think he has been a successful coach at Michigan or not. He is yet to beat the Buckeyes.
I really believe that. And I think he's absolutely right. Now we're really watching. Now you're really watching.
Year 6.
Yeah, but the point is, though, is that if we're going to finally buy into this, I mean, 7-0 is 7-0, right? But you got to beat State, which they've had issues there.
Is it a Fugazi?
And Ohio, well, we're going to find out. I'm with them. And Ohio State is, that's his Eleanor.
Listen.
Ohio State's Eleanor.
I love
Feinbaum. Gone in 60 seconds.
I love Feinbaum.
But?
I can hear the boiling hate. I told you, he stink. Khaki pants are horrible. Khaki
so you're saying he can't? He's looking forward to this crashing and burning, so he can say, "I told you so."
Listen,
again,
all he needs is 1 out of 3 to come up and win, and so he can say that Harbaugh can't win the big one. that they brought him in there, pay him all this money. He's not worthy of it. Trust me, Fineball got that thing ready, loaded.
Mm. All right.
He like a duck. That's calm definitely on the water with them feet moving underneath. Churn it.
And that is definitely a game to watch on Saturday. All right, that's Audio Files brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We've got a couple of minutes here. We have a lot of people on hold, and we have been waiting to get to you, and this is a great time to do it here and, of course, in the segment coming up. So let's get to those calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We first go to Blake from Hartford. Hey, Blake.
How's it going?
Good.
How many times you going to fumble the rock, man?
Well, he's
secure
probably,
the pill.
He's been waiting on hold a bit.
I know,
so.
I know.
He probably
dude,
had
like
us on.
Like 40 minutes, like an hour, man.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's
well,
been,
we got you now.
It's been
what
a busy show, Blake.
It's
we made you first.
It's your time to shine, baby.
I just wanted to ask Bart, like, were you just trying to make an argument for like, radio's sake, for Devontae and Eric? Like, were you just doing that to make a conversation, man?
No, not at all, man. Like, he talked about his desire to play with his friend. And you hear Harry Douglas say, hey, when he went out to get some work in, his friend was there. Like, so listen, it's a certain type of bond that you get when you're in college with somebody that you love, right? And you spend time because that's when it's innocent. It's before the money comes. It's when you're dreaming together. And listen, Carr is a MVP caliber quarterback. He's going to play probably for the next 6 to 7 years. Look at the numbers, bro. You saying, yeah, that's because nobody watches because nobody pays attention
no.
to the Raiders.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying debatable.
Yeah,
it's debatable? He was an MVP candidate the year he broke his ankle. He's see, only
Blake, I'm with you, Blake, and thanks for the call, and thanks for waiting.
Sure
I'm with you.
Will. That's why he picked his call. He's trying to come at
that
me.
That is not true. I just feel like it could it happen? Maybe. But if Aaron Rodgers is staying and he's locked in for a couple of years, you don't go anywhere.
Listen, as somebody that decided to sign a six-year deal, this is the last place Devontae Adams is ever going to go. He doesn't have the same longevity of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers may decide that he only wants to play 1 or 2 more years. That means that if he signs a 6-year deal, he's stuck like Chuck for 4, having to figure out a way how to fight his way out or get thrown out of town.
I don't know, man. I think you're reaching on this one.
And right. The Raiders will pay him whatever he wants. $20 million to go play with your best friend. It's worst things in the world to live in Vegas and get paid $20 million. You talk about no state taxes. There ain't no property taxes out there.
You're making a case, but my argument is the best argument. Why would you ever leave Aaron Rodgers? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get to all of your calls next because you've been waiting. It's your turn on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And on ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. As we mentioned earlier, Halloween is Sunday, Bart Scott. And, you know, we're all about costumes and scary things and all that other stuff, right, that comes along with it. And I was wondering, since it's Sunday, it's a football Sunday, scariest players you've ever faced on the field or maybe scariest thing you've ever seen or witnessed on the field?
Well, yeah.
In your 11 years in the NFL.
Talk about what's a goon to a goblin. It's not like things that scared me, but it was a level of
concern. Oh, stop it.
It was a level of concern, especially early on
a level
in my
of concern.
Career, right? You know, so I would have to say level one concern, I really wasn't ready when I first got in the league for the smoke that was Jerome Bennett's, the bus. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know, he woke up early to make the donuts. He looked like Gerald Levert back there. You know what I'm saying? Probably weighed about 270. You know what I'm saying? Little bebop, little rock steady looking dude back there.
He does
there.
Look like Gerald Levert.
You know what I mean? You sit back there. And then, listen, something I witnessed one time when I was interviewing somebody. I never played against this dude. He was too old. But I thought I was going to have to save my partner because I thought he was going to rip his head off. Charles Haley was a scary dude. Like, he's a guy like, listen, man, I don't know what's going on up in that head, man, but it ain't all right there, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the stories that you hear about what he used to do and how, you know, punching his hand through a wire and all that type of stuff. You know, we've seen it, right? Hall of Famer, he's a scary dude.
Okay.
But one thing that I knew, that the Ravens were never afraid of anybody. But two people from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What?
They were terrified of Fred Taylor. They would love the fact when Fred Taylor was on the injury report and they didn't know we didn't have to face that smoke. Because he could run through you, around you, on top of you. And we was like, thank you, baby Jesus, for the fact that this dude is on the injury list and he wasn't going to be playing today. Because when he was right, there's nobody more scarier in the backfield than Fred Taylor.
Was there anything that happened on the field that you were just like, that like where it – took your breath away, like.
Oh yeah. So Monday Night Football.
Well, you told me about.
No. Here we go. Okay. Monday Night Football. Right. I'm sitting there. I'm on the sideline. It's early, and you know the Ravens are the Ravens, right? Winning championships. I'm just a young dude, 21 years old. No, I remember 22. Just sitting there. Now remember, John Madden saying Ray Lewis is a great player, but right here, this is just one player with Will Shields and Waters is just on him, and Ray Lewis comes to the sideline. Hey, man, what's going on? It's three of them on me. If it's three of them on me, somebody got to make a play. Like, Ray, name three people. That dude Waters is kicking your ass. Like, Ray came back, man, and the reason he was saying three people, first, only time I've ever seen Friend Ray eyes, man, this dude had two Band-Aids and an X crossed over his nose as blood is running down his face. Damn, bust him up. Like, it's like he looked like Wilder. He looked like Wilder against Fury. Like, hey, his gloves, he stripped the patent out of his gloves. There's no way he can hit that damn hard. You was telling me he hit that damn hard. It was Monday Night Football, man. That's when they had Priest Holmes, Will Shields, Waters, Willie Rolfe, and Ray Lewis was tap, tap. They were looking at me, Bart, you might have to go in. Like, no. I got to check his in savings. I ain't ready for none of that. Listen, I'm young. I am not. I am a boy, Damon. I am not old enough to go against that type of man power over there. They had Dunn. They had Tony Richardson at fullback. They had Priest Holmes behind. They had Willie Rolfe, who was like Jonathan Ogden, but light skin with glasses. And Will Shields and Willie Rolfe. All three of them dudes are Hall of Famers. I ain't want none of that smoke. I'm like, I am undrafted. Y'all are giving me the minimum. You not pay me enough money to go out there and take that type of smoke.
That definitely sounds scary.
See what I'm saying? This popcorn.
Yeah. But you know what,
though? Stuff you want to do some Harlem Shake, too.
I don't care, man. Don't give me the Harlem Shake. You got your boy. Who's this dude on Twitter? He said, John. He said, Bart, look who you're talking to. Of course he likes that corny song. He's trying to say I'm corny?
Well, Wale.
Are you trying to say I'm corny?
Wale just made a remix to it. Lil' Butt, so what? But I want some thug stuff.
I know what you want.
I want the DMX version.
Well, you want like Dipset. You want Dipset.
Nah, Dipset, they Wacky D, man.
What? Dipset is not Wacky D. That's New York. Dipset is New York.
Jada, listen, you can't even speak Dipset no more after what Jada did to them.
That was
Solo
a
Mijo. Like, yo.
Yeah, that was some Derrick Henry. Yeah. Right, that was Derrick Henry.
He's like, yesterday's price is not today's price.
But Dipset did do something on the Garden Court, and it was pretty damn hard. Like,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that was dope. I said
that should be the intro. You take the lights down, you play that, and you'll have the other team shook by the end of that.
Yeah, that's
shook.
Dope.
But I digress. 888-SAY-ESPN.
They always shook when they look at what Spike got on. Like, what the hell did that dude got on?
Why do you
got
to go after Spike now?
I'm just playing. Spike's cool.
World Series on ESPN Radio. We have game three tonight, presented by AutoZone. Catch all the action tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. What say the people? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Colm in the Bronx, been waiting a bit. What's up, Colm?
What's up, Bing Bong, boys?
Bing Bong, how we doing?
I'm good. That was a good game last night.
I mean, I was going to talk a little bit about the ending, and I know people are a little bit concerned with how the Knicks, you know, ended that game. It was a little shaky.
It was a really good run, 45 you know? Minutes. That last three?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, the last three, but I want to give it a little bit of a positive note onto it. I think this team, you know, it still needs a little bit of time to gel. You know, you have a new shooting guard, a new point guard. You know, Mitchell Robinson was out for most
calm,
of the
stop,
year.
Calm, stop,
had,
stop, 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 stop. Calm, calm. You're
They're
up 13. Nah, man, nah, 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 nah. That, I'm telling you right now, Calm, you, I love it. You sound like a parent. You're making excuses for your kid. This is going to be an issue
that
they've got to figure out. You're right. They got the dub.
That
matters.
I'm saying it is an issue.
Oh, no, no.
It is an issue.
But with 3 minutes to go, and you did the same thing happened against the Celtics, though. The same thing happened against the Celtics, where you had a win, you walk it home, and you turnovers, the next thing you know, you're in overtime. Why? Shouldn't have happened, can't happen, and they got to clean that up because it's going to, one of these games is going to cost you. And that's all I'm saying. But to say that it's because
it's
Mitchell didn't play and they got new players, well, how'd they get up 13 with that same excuse? No, this is be smart down the stretch, and they've got to be smarter. That's basically it. But, yeah, I'll say this, though. You're right. They got the dub. And, oh, by the way, Bart, I don't think I've said this. They're in first place in the East. I don't remember if I reported that yet. They are, though, in first place.
And they're 12-place tie. They're in
first place.
Tie?
All that matters, they're in first place. Ben is in Arizona. What's up, Ben?
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I got to agree with Bart with the trade of Dante Adams. Let me explain you why. First of all, Rodgers, to me, is overrated. He hasn't been a Super Bowl in over 10 years.
What?
When's the last time they've been to the NFC Championship?
Two straight years!
When have they been there? They haven't been there.
Two straight years? What are you talking about?
Here's a guarantee you have.
He hasn't been to the Super Bowl in 10 years.
You have with
but
that, with,
he
with,
just
with
said,
with
when was
Rodgers.
The last time
he
was in the NFC Championship?
To get invited to a Super Bowl party. To watch Tom Brady play. That's what you get a chance to do with Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
Rodgers
man.
And Green Bay will get knocked down the second round. The Raiders will make noise in the second round.
No, it was the second round.
Bye bye, Dante.
That's right, it was the second
Hello,
round.
Raiders Nation.
You know what?
That's all I got to say.
Oh, Ben, I see what Ben's doing.
Weekend,
all
right?
Thank you,
you guys
man.
Have a great weekend. Happy holidays.
Thank
and happy
you.
What you just said that is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah. Overrated. He didn't really.
Well, what he's saying is, it's no way in the world that Ben Roethlisberger, that Eli Manning, should have more championships than Aaron Rodgers.
Here we go.
And he's 37 years
old.
Here
we go.
And he won a championship 10 years ago.
Here we go. And then he goes, when was the last time it was an NFC Championship game? The last 2 years.
Was that last
Buddha's
year?
In the Bronx.
I don't think that was
Buddha's
an NFC Championship.
Hey, Buddha.
That was a divisional round.
Louder, louder, Buddha, louder, because this is the insanity right now. It's just off the charts.
That last caller was very interesting.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, when you guys were talking about Rodgers, I remember, Bart, you said Rodgers, the reason why he didn't go to the Super Bowl a couple of times, you know, he's looking like the equal over there, Tom Brady. You know, I beg to differ. I agree with you. They're not going to get there. But their problem is on their own sideline. I mean, it's LaFleur, man. We got one of them here, man. Hashtag free Denzel Mims. You know, this guy, man, you know, when he gets in the red zone, man, he coaches tight. He's running the football when you should have passed it. Then at the end of the game,
well,
they just needed a half a
You know
yard.
What, though, Buddha?
I mean, come on.
But, Buddha, I got to tell you, we got to run, so thanks for the call. If you listen to Aaron Rodgers after the game, he had no problem going for it. Yeah. He also told you there was no way we could run that. You can't do a quarterback sneak, even though it's – For you're on the one because of how they had defended it. He had no issues with it. We got more calls, Bart. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to discuss, including, yes, your New York Knicks.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.